imposition of the partial travel ban has thrown many potential immigrants and their families into a tailspin, even those that might still qualify to enter the U.S. Consider the case of Wissam Al-Badani. Al-Badani and his brother Khaled worked as interpreters for American troops in Iraq after the U.S. invasion. They're both U.S. citizens now, but they haven't been able to bring their elderly father to the U.S. Al-Badani says his dad is in danger because militants have targeted his entire family as traitors. He recalls the moment after U.S. troops withdrew when he learned his brother had been shot in the face outside a U.S. base.
When I get the news from one of my cousins, he said to me, like, hey, your brother shot in the hospital, come down. I will never forget that day. I will never forget that phone call. I kept it quiet. My mom, she was sitting making tea for me, and we were having a visitor that time. I took my keys. I sneak out from the door. My mother stopped me, and she said, what's going on? Why are you leaving now? I told her I have something I need to take care of. So I rushed to the hospital like crazy. I didn't believe the news. Like, what happened? How that happened? I don't know if he's alive or not.
What's wonderful is that he did survive. And then eventually you received a very different sort of threat. Tell us about that.
Yeah. In 2009, I find a letter in my windshield, and there was a bullet in this letter. I took the letter and I went upstairs. I opened it and I started reading the letter. It was telling me this is a group of militia. We know who you are and we know what you did. And one of those sentences they put very big on the letter, it's this bullet, it's for your heart because you served American. So we coming after you. Once I get that, I put the letter back, and I talked to my dad, and he asked me to leave the house and go hide somewhere, and that's what I did.
And you and your brother eventually received special immigrant visas and got to the U.S., but you've been focused now on bringing your father and younger siblings. Why?
That's correct. The people who know what we did, both of us, now they're looking after my family because of this. You know,
you mean they're targeting your family?
Yeah, they're targeting
or
they're
threatening my family.
Your family. Yes. And this is what we're trying to do. I'm trying to bring my family here. And this, believe it or not, happens since 2010.
So last summer, your father received a green light from U.S. Embassy officials. He's cleared to emigrate. He had a flight. He sold your family's house and all his possessions, and then his visa's denied. Why?
Correct. We don't really know why. That's what I've been trying to understand since then. We asked Homeland Security, we asked State Departments, give us a reason why they deny them. Absolutely no answers. Just deny for security purpose, and that's it. And that's what's drive us crazy. Like, how you deny a family, there is not just one member, there are three members of the same family served in the United States Army during the war in Iraq. This family is a threat to U.S. security. My uncle also, he was a translator back in 2007, my dad brother, and he get kidnapped and shot and killed back then because of his work. And this is what drive everyone crazy.
So sorry about your uncle. What's inspiring about your case is that, you know, you guys didn't take this sitting down. You got active about it, and some U.S. military personnel and vets got active, and with lawyers and Gold Star parents. And so as of a few weeks ago, the visa denial was rescinded.
Correct.
And that's a huge accomplishment because that almost never happens. But even with that, you're back in limbo. What happened?
So I'm pretty sure you noticed that Trump put another hold on immigration process from the Supreme Court.
What the Supreme Court has issued is that it will hear the case for the Trump ban, but it's given certain conditions. And even with that second iteration of the ban that's being going to be considered, it doesn't include Iraq. So why is there still an issue about it?
I know that the ban didn't include Iraq, but include Muslims. And my family, they're Muslims. The whole process, they're coming through it. It's immigration and it's a refugees program. And he suspended that program for 120 days. And it will delay things. And my family cannot take any more delay. You know, they've been in this process since 2010. And God knows what's going to happen after that delay, like after the 120 days, what he's going to come up with.
So your situation right now is, at the very least, your father and siblings have to wait another 120 days.
Correct.
To see if they're if they can get into the U.S.
Yes.
Do you talk to your dad back in Baghdad very often?
Almost every day.
How's he doing?
He recently did surgery, and he's recovering right now. I think what hurts him more is we are two different places. We can reach out each other, you know. We can help each other. Trump doesn't see the reality of innocent people stuck there.
So it's not just a system that's being delayed for 120 days. There's people's lives involved.
Correct. Those lives, you just basically given chances to bad people to come after my family and all those innocent people to kill them.
Wissam Abadani worked as an interpreter for U.S. troops in Iraq. He's been working to get his father and younger siblings into the U.S. Thanks, Wissam.
Thank you so much.